Yes, it's my understanding there is a statement by Mr. Baker.
Yes.
And there's Mrs. Baker.
We've been waiting for this.
We're little Bakers. She excited about this.
Nobody told us you were still,
Mr. Baker,
still having
you have
children. Do you have a license for a daycare license?
Actually, I think you cut it before his hand.
It's two more college educations, Dave.
I have a letter that I drafted for Mr. Vincent as president of county council. I'd like to read, "Dear President Vincent, it has been a distinct honor to serve the Sussex County Council as county administrator for the past 4 years. I appreciate the support you and the council have continued to provide to me. I also appreciate the personal consideration to my family and myself over the past 4 years. It also has been an honor to serve as finance director and director of the accounting department. But at this point in my life, I would like to spend more time with other activities. I'd like to assist my son with his new business in Sussex County and look forward to additional time with my family and doing some volunteer work and traveling. My wife, Sandy, recently retired from teaching in June. We are looking forward to spending more time with our 5 grandchildren. It is with trepidation and regret that I offer my resignation as county administrator. As noted in the past, I would like to retire by approximately May 31st, but if some additional time is needed to employ and train a replacement, I will continue to work as administrator if you would like. If part-time help is needed to assist a replacement or for a special project, then I am also willing to work as needed. During the past 32 years, many changes to county government have occurred. It has always been a pleasure to assist with efforts to better serve the residents of Sussex County. The County Council can be proud of its continuing accomplishments to improve services to Sussex Countyans, a high-quality, well-recognized paramedic service, a continually expanding sewer service, over 2,100 acres for future wastewater spray irrigation, a more active airport, an active industrial park, an airframe mechanics training program, a dredge spoil site and land for a future park, an outstanding library system with 14 libraries, well-funded pension and pension benefit funds, an upgraded bond rating of AA, nationally recognized financial reporting, the top quality and hardworking staff, and of course, one of the lowest property tax rates in the East Coast are some of the outstanding accomplishments of this and past county councils. I am sure that our outstanding staff exhibiting Sussex County's strong work ethic will continue to make you proud. Our staff has adapted to many changes over the last several years in response to the state of our economy. They have retrained for new and additional responsibilities, worked with fewer resources, deferred purchases of supplies and equipment, and absorbed additional medical insurance costs. They rarely complain. They recognize the plight of our residents and are doing more with less. I am proud of our county staff. Sussex County is a great place to live and work. I am sincerely thankful for the opportunities that you have provided me here. I have made many friends during my tenure here and have enjoyed the many challenges that we have faced. Having worked here for 32 years, I've seen many changes for the betterment of our residents, and I'm absolutely sure that many more will occur in the future with your leadership. Again, thank you for your support and leadership. I deeply appreciate the trust you have placed in me and the wonderful opportunity to serve you and the residents of Sussex County. Sincerely, myself, I wish to thank the County Council for its strong support for myself and the county staff and various departments. And I know we make our share of mistakes, but you have always been very understanding and have really driven the county government in the right direction. And I sincerely appreciate all your support. And this is completely a decision made by myself. And I just wanted everybody to understand.
And Sandy.
That.
No.
Well, I think, Dave, that certainly on behalf of the council and previous councils, I mean, you have done an excellent job serving this county. Mm-hmm. We've been very blessed to have you. I, for one, am certainly very sorry to see you go, but I do understand the idea of wanting to spend more time with your family and help your son with his business and travel and volunteer and your grandchildren. Now, I guess if nobody makes a motion to accept this letter. We'll have to deal with Mrs. Baker. So, but on a serious note, we do wish you certainly well in whatever you choose to do, but you have been an asset, a true asset to this county, and we thank you very much for all you've done.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, David. We've been here a long time. I was just, when you read off these continuing accomplishments and stuff, I was scared to death. It said, God, it sounds like he's going to start running for office. He's got a great platform here to take off on.
Uh-huh. There were just a few things that have happened over the years.
And the other thing, could you define the word trepidation for Sam? He was, when you hit that word trepidation.
Anything else from the executive session?
Well, I can't let this moment go. Dave Baker is one of the greatest public servants I've ever known. He certainly has led this council in the last 4 years very well. The last 2 years, there's been incredible challenges, and he has always been a steady hand. He's got a gentle nature about himself that has kept the peace when so many times things could have spun out of control. And you're going to be sorely missed, Mr. Baker.
Mm-hmm. We're going to miss
you very much.
I really appreciate your personality and your patience. And since you're thinking that maybe Sandy, if we do something, twist her arm, she might change her mind and you can still stay on with us. So I'm still not give up hope that you might stay. So I'm not going to say goodbye.
And Dan Kramer won't have you to kick around anymore.
I'll be glad to help as needed.
Yes, it would be appropriate for us to move, number one, to accept his letter, and also for the president of council to appoint a search committee and to take steps to find a replacement.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Yeah, motion is second. Any question on a motion?
That's a big job.
Well, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
With reluctance, I vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
And with great reluctance, I vote yes. Anything else? That's it, I think.
Right. And it's,
motion adjourned.
It's my understanding that you would have a motion to recess for a luncheon. Then at the luncheon, you could adjourn.
After adjourn out there, yeah.
Thank you.
Have a motion and a second. Question on the motion? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.